as with kids, we find the union of the Achim meeting up with Yosef. Yosef doesn't reveal himself for next week's parasha. Yaakov, the Yeshua, the Mitzvah, the Yom Yaakov, the Von of Lomit Israel, the Yom in the Shamat, the Yeshua, the Mitzvah, the Du Shom, the Shivulon, the Mishom, the Yechiv, the Yomus. I heard the Shever in Mitzvah, this food, go down there and acquire Oichel, the Yechiv, the Yomus, let us live in that time. But the pasuk in Parash Miketz, "Vayeldu Ache Yosef Asara Lishpa Bo Mitzrayim." The Ache Yosef go down in number of 10 to go acquire bar food in Mitzrayim. They don't take Binyamin, but they go down Asara. Interesting to note the pasuk "Vayeldu Ache Yosef." Why does the pasuk say the ten brothers of Yosef went down? Why not the 10 children of Yaakov? Rashi asked this question. Zok Rashi. Melamed shoy mischautim v'mechirosoy. Zok Rashi, this comes to teach us that they were mischaret. They felt bad. They regretted their mechira. V'nosnu ribom. And they put in the hearts that we're going to noig with him be'achva, brotherhood, v'liftoisoi v'chol mokoim she'yifzuko alayam. We're ready to pay any amount of ransom. We know he must be out there in slavery. We're ready to pay any amount of ransom. They came to Chaboyim. The Yosef who ashor al Oretz, who a mashbir l'chol am Oretz, he's the mashbir. Vayavoy Ache Yosef again, Ache Yosef. The brothers of Yosef came. They're looking for Yosef. Vayishtachlu apayim Oretz, and they bowed to him. Vayar Yosef es Echov Vayakirem. Yosef sees his brothers, the 10 brothers in front of him, Vayakirem. And it's clear to him who they are. He recognizes his brothers. Vayisnaker Aleihem. Vayitaritom Koshois. Vayoyim Aleihem Ayin Bosem. Where's he coming from? They came from Eretz Canaan, they see the leader of Mitzrayim in front of them. They get all nervous. Came from Mitzrayim, can't do anything. They came to buy food. Vayakir Yosef es Echov v'heim lo hikim. Says the Pasuk, they realized, Yosef recognizes his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. Rashi tries to remind the plea that we're going to ask in a second. Sheyotza me'etzla b'loi chasim mezokein v'achsho mitzau v'chasim mezokein. Zok Rashi, he left them without a beard. Now he has a beard. They don't recognize their brother. Not trying to recognize because he has a beard. The beard takes everything away. Can't recognize him because he has a beard. Two questions are going to say on this. One question is, why that the fact that he has a beard, you're not going to recognize your brother after 12 years? And especially, so you tell me, they thought he was dead, they weren't looking for him, they didn't care if he was there or not. Rashi says in the last two lines before Vayavoy Ache Yosef, one goal in mind, besides buying some food, but a big goal in mind when they're going down the Mitzrayim. We regret what we did. We regret the mechira. We regret it. We saw the pain of our father. We regret it. The mechira. Let's go and be poised to him. Let's go and redeem him. Let's go and redeem him. So they're looking for Yosef. They're looking for him. I have a small question to ask the crowd tonight. Is it possible he could have had a beard? They didn't think he had a beard. He was the clean shaven man. Why? First question. Why they couldn't recognize him because he has a beard? So you'll say, you know what? Maybe he looked a little different, which is a power. How different can you look with a beard? If I say you're not going to recognize. And we're not saying, okay, you know, when he left them, they were little babies in the crib back from Shmuz 21, that they played blocks together. Oh, he was taken away from the crib. They took off Yosef. No, it's not true, Rabbi. We know that Yosef was 17 years old. He's a grown man. So let's say now he's 30 years old. The brother said, 13 years later, you're not going to recognize your brother. Well, ask a bigger question. Let it be a suffix. When Yosef revealed himself in the next week's Pasha, Ani Yosef, they didn't believe it. How could it be that man Yosef? Reuven, what do you say? Does it look like Yosef? Yeah, the eyes are the same. Not sure. Kiloy Amini says, Chazal, their hearts went out from that. They couldn't believe it. That's Yosef. Or this man looked a little bit. How much did he change in 13 years? Now I'm a noble rose, I'm a forever. Secondly, he was telling them in the next week's parasha also, every time, Reuven, you had this, you had that crib, the blue crib, but I was tapping on his thing, he knew everything he knows. He was talking about Reuven, everything about Reuven's life, and Shimon, you did this and this. Kiel, he's tapping on the thing, he has a, they couldn't think for one thing, maybe it's Yosef, he spent so much time with it. They don't remember how his eyes looked. And they did a question, my son. Chazal say that the Mustiyuk Nishal Yosef was Cain, the Mustiyuk Nishal Yaakov. Understand? Did Yaakov have a beard or not? Only Abe Lincoln had a beard, not Yaakov Avinu. That one was a Helika Yid. The Helika Yaakov Avinu had a beard, my son. I ask you a question. They see a man standing in front of him. Hey, that looks like Pop. Who could it be? I don't know, some Egyptian guy. It doesn't make sense. They wouldn't even know. How could it be, Rabbi Yisrael? How could it be that they see the man standing in front of them, and they know Yosef and Mazar, they came looking for him. Also, okay, they weren't looking for him. They didn't care about him. They thought he was dead. We're looking. We know he's down there. We're looking for him. And here stands a man who's the Musti Yug Nishal Yaakov Avinu. He stands a man who looked like their father. They just left their father. And they know Yosef looked like him. Oh, he has a beard. Can't be him. That's a shower place. That's a place. Shane Kamoyu. That Loy Hemin, when he saw Ani Yosef, but Yetzir Libon Ki Loy Hemin, they went, their hearts went out from them. How's the child? Weiter. We found last week's parasha. The Mary the Gezach of Yisrael. Chazal tells in last week's parasha, Parash by Yeshev, that there was a Svichat Parashas, the Mice of Tamar, the story of Tamar and Yehuda, was mismatched to the parish of Asis Potiphar, which he tried to seduce Yosef at Tzadik, and didn't budge. Chazal said, what's the smichas of parishes? Zog to the Chazal. They both mechavin l'shem shamayim. Unbelievable chachidish. Just like Tamar. It was mechavin l'shem shamayim that she wanted to produce Mashiach. But she did the whole thing. that even a Yudish miyamim her. So too, Eishes Potiphar, she wasn't just Tamar Rishas, but she got dressed up because she saw in her Ruach HaKosh, she saw whatever it was, she saw the Osid, that Yosef was going to be somehow married into her family. So Chazal, Murat the Gazal, she saw it. She saw the Taka was true that Yosef was going to be married in. She didn't know it was from her daughter. So why does she look so down upon her side? Why did it come out by Soif that Takashi is one of the worst of things to Yosef Atari? The Torah B'Soif produced Mashiach, and she B'Soif put Yosef in jail. With all the Shem Shemayim, Yosef had to go to jail because of her. What happened to the Shem Shemayim? Taka, this week's Parsha, we see that Yosef did get, he married Osnas. But where's the Shem Shemayim? L'maisa, we see a tremendous zach. This is the yisoid of every human body saying. And it's a scary yisoid. Because if we see that the Ache Yosef, the Hela Keshifte Ko, were affected, and who are we to speak of the Shifte Ko? But this is Tvorim that our Father Musa said. We see the Hevek of Shifte Ko could count as such a choice. We have to understand that for us, it's a big danger also, Rabbi Yisrael, even a bigger danger. The Yisod HaGodol, that the Tziparishus teach us, Rani Yosef, Oid Avichai, that the Kodesh Baruch, that Yosef Megal to us, and the Vayhem in Lohem, is to teach us that a person could see something, but not know what he's seeing. But more so than that, his vision could be perverted, his vision could be disrupted, his vision could be messed up. That's the koyach of choyshech revoisa. That's the koyach of olam hazeh. That's the koyach of a negiya. That's the koyach of a shita. The person acquired that's not been sifted through Das Torah, it hasn't been sifted. Through the sifting of Das Torah and Ratzon HaTorah. And it could be the person picked it up, the Shita Sachayim. He picked it up in a good spot, in the confines of his beautiful home, on his bed. He picked up a certain article when he was a 6-year-old boy, or maybe he was 8 years old, the New York Times. And he picked up an article from Professor Simpson, from Harvard University, Dean of Harvard, and he read that article at 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years old. And in his mind, he got an impression, he got a nikiya, he got a machshava, that this is darko shel olam, this is the way it has to be, this is the way a person conducts himself. And now he's 20 years old, he's 21 years old, and that impression is still inside, and it's perverting his vision to see the MS. To see the MS, which means what Ratzon Hashem is. And this professor, where did he get it? Who knows where he got it? From his professor. And way back, all the way to the monkeys. That's what they believe in anyway. That they evolved from the monkeys. So their hatzchala for their shita comes from the monkeys. But we believe that the Torah is our guiding light. And therefore, we follow the Torah is our aura, the Torah is our light, the Torah is our guiding principle, how to live life. And only Torah, and Das Torah. And only people that have true Das Torah can give and explain and guide and lead us. The people and articles and newspapers, and even Jewish newspapers, and even magazines that have Jewish titles to them, and even magazines that have Jewish writers in them. It doesn't mean that this is what the British wants from us. And because a person became perverted, he no see good. As somebody of black, an African, will tell you. He no see good. He doesn't see properly. He sees, as Mr. Shom says sometimes, Mr. Shom says, Shnei minei choyshech. The Olam Hazeh brings us. There's Shnei minei choyshech. That the world has for us. And those Shnei minei choyshech, sometimes he says, it's a koach of Olam Hazeh, which is Doim L'Choshech. And sometimes he says, he thinks a person, it's really a pole. He can see what he thinks is right, and it's really wrong. And he can live his life with an inning of Sheker. He can live his life believing that something is so true. Believing that this is Ratzon Hashem, this is the right thing to way the way I have to live my life. And it's so false. V'umashon v'shechron l'vravatosh v'shechoy v'ilayla z'olim v'zeh sh'doyim l'layla v'ol v'kam v'nifma v'amayim v'amiti z'el v'shemayim v'lovim bo k'inei choy sh'chalai sh'nei min itoyis ef'sh'loi l'shimu l'ayin ha'adam. Darkness covers the eyes, you don't see properly. Or you don't see it whatsoever, or you see something, but you see something with perverted vision, with the wrong vision. It doesn't let you see the things that are going to mess you up. You walk some whistling while you work. And Basavir Shadavia, who knows where you end up? And the second choice, which is even worse, Shemateri Yasam, perverts the vision. And Shemroim Horoki Lumamish Toiv, Atoiki Lumra. You look at something that's bad, and you think it's good. You look at something that's good, but it's very bad. And that choice is much worse, because when you know that you didn't see it, okay, there was something bad there, but you tripped up, okay? Next time you won't go in that way. But if you think that something bad is really good,
and something good is really bad. So the Mishnah Yeshorim, Mitolo Mitzchatski, Mavzik, Mavzay, Maroi, be going to continue on that path. Ki ein daish chasem emias haemes. And Hashem say, Rois, Kedoylois. You bring proofs to your shita. You'll make a shita out of it. You'll continue in the way, in your mistake. You won't learn from mistakes. People make mistakes. Mistakes is very common, Rabbi Yisai. The whole eraser business, $1 million business, built by mistakes. Whiteout business, took it over. Millions and billions of dollars. What the whole business built on, Rabbi Yisai? Mistakes. Humans are prone to error. But a person that's a fool is, who doesn't learn from the mistakes. But Lamaisa, if you were saying, if a person has a misunderstanding, so it's not shy of him to learn from his mistakes. Because he looks on the thing that he's doing and he makes a sheet out of it. What I'm doing is right! I'll prove it to you. The whole ayah, there's 10 of them doing it. Oh, that first buffer, like you go sometimes, you're on a line waiting until you see everybody waiting. You get on the line also. Why is the line so someone's staring at the wall? Everybody's on line now. What do they do? I don't know. We're back at this guy. Why are you back at this guy? Well, he got on line also. There's no line there. Someone was staring at the wall. Some people are just followers because everybody else is doing it. That's a shita. That makes it right. He asked Baba, why did you do such a thing? Well, everybody else was doing it. And therefore what? What answer is that? He doesn't even know what the answer is. What do you mean everybody else? So what, I mean, you have a brain? You have a way to pick between right and wrong? So what, everybody else is doing it? But why you do it? You're not expected to do such a thing. Not because everybody else did it. But this is the danger of Boisai in life. When our mind has been bombarded, our mind has been mamish bombarded with cheetahs achayim, with ways of life, with hashkafis of Boisai, of the rechoif, of oilam hazedika hashkafis. Of Ashkafis and Anamis! And we've been perverted, our vision has been perverted to see the Amis of us. The Tenets! What the Achi Yosef didn't see Yosef! He was standing in front of the verse, it was so clear! The Tenets is! Because they weren't looking for Yosef Hasholet, the Cholayat Mitzvah. They weren't looking for him. Because in their mind, the dreams are not true. Because their hatred and the kinah that they had for Yosef, them are dragging a boy, so to the leadership they caused, not for us to talk about, but for us to learn a lesson maybe. The shift they caught, the leadership they caught in their minds, they had a shita. Yosef is a raidev. His dreams are not emes. The Aviv Shomar has a dava. The father understood that Yosef taka has koiches. Shomar himtins of Rashi. He was waiting for it to come true. But the brothers, they in their mind, they perceived that he's dreamed that he's going hamalech timloch aleinu. Imashol timshol banu. Is it true? Do you think that's true? You will rule over us, Yosef. We will bow to you, Yosef. Come the brothers, Achay Yosef, looking for Yosef. But had a murder dig a dig in Rashi. What did they say? We're going to be paid to him. The cold moment, Shafsha, we're ready to find Yosef. We regret it. We want our brother. We're going to redeem him. In order to redeem him, who says he's still a slave? Who says he's still a slave? What do you mean, redeem him? The Teretz is, they perceive
Lefida Shita, that Yosef must be a slave. There cannot be Yosef Hamashbir Lechol Eretz Mitzrayim. There cannot be Yosef a ruler over Eretz Mitzrayim, over the whole Mitzrayim, and a ruler eventually over the whole world. There cannot be, as they bowed him beforehand. Yosef, they bowed him, Ayishtach Rabbi Marza, that bow was the key of the dream. But they thought that can't be. You're going to rule over us? Here they were looking for Yosef. Here they wanted to find Yosef. But this man cannot be Yosef. It's impossible. Because in our minds there's no such thing as a Yosef Hashom. There's no such thing as a Yosef Hashom. There's no such thing as a Yosef with a beard. A beard represents prominent person. Yosef's an Eved. Yosef is an Eved. He's down there, all right. He's in Mitzrayim. We'll look for him. We want to find him. And we want to redeem him with all the money in the world. Because he's still an Eved, according to our, what we think, our Machshavas, our Shita. When Yosef reveals himself, they can't see it in front of them. It's in front of your eyes. It's the truth. But you can't see it when you're not wearing, when your whole mind is in a mindset, when you underthink and you perceive, your perception is that this is the concept. I perceive this is how it has to be. Your perception brainwashes you and takes over your sight that you won't see it. Says the Hashem, you'll see it in a wrong way. You perceive it not the truth. It's sitting in front of you. That looks like a man. Kunk. Bangs his head into him. He thought it was a man. It was a pole. How did you perceive it as a man? You wanted to see the man. They wanted to see Yosef. But Yosef had Eved like their sheep. Eishes Potiphar. If she thought for a second, one second longer, she would have realized. Even she said, it could be me or my daughter. Because she had a taiva. Because she wanted to preserve desire Yosef. So that made, she perceived that one has to be her. But she didn't realize that her perception was conquered by, like the Siddur Shom says, because Gashmi is Bechomis Olam Azeh, the kinna of the brothers, made her perceive Yosef as an Eved. The taiva of Esh Potiphar made her perceive that she is the one and not her daughter. Tamar didn't come looking, didn't perceive anything. Yehuda had come down, saw that was what was supposed to be. She said it was either me or my daughter has to come out from. So maybe it's your daughter, like it really true came out in this week's Parashas Nas. No, but the taiva took over. Oh, it must be me. And she seduced Yosef, she ran after Yosef. That means that this, what she saw was true, but her perception perverted it and made it that the truth is really not the truth. That's a little bit diverted to something else. And this is the scariness of Yosef. In this time of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai, we know that was the koyach of the Yevonim. The Yevonim were looking not to destroy our bodies, as we know, there's no sudos. And we say over and over again, they weren't looking for that. The Yevonim wanted one thing. Let's take away from the Yidden the religion. Let's take away from the Yidden their connection to God. That's what we want to do. They want to see Machshech Einayim Shal Yisrael, as the Medrash says, as Chazal say, in the beginning of Parashat Bereishis, in the Medrash, that the four different goals that we have, Choshech Apnei Sehoim Zumachus Yavon, this is the Greeks, that they tried to make Shehechshech Einayim Shal Yisrael, because they were saying they darkened their eyes. Why is it said they darkened their eyes, Rabbi said? They wanted to take away from us our candle, our torch, our lights. Vashkichom Torasecho Lavir Mechukatim. They realize that Klal Yisrael is not going to just give up. They're not going to conform to our way of life. We can't just be goyzer. We have to first take away their light. We have to take away their truth. We have to take away their vision. We have to take away their power to see the truth. The Hechshuei Neim She Yisroel was in the family with Goyzer Ashkicham Torasecha. Let them not learn Torah. Let them not Mekai Mitzvahs. After a while, their vision will come blurry. We can pervert the mind. We can start working on that mind that's empty and void of Torah and Mitzvahs. We can start convincing them that the body, that's what we should worship. Put a big statues out there with some Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, whatever he's called. Put it out there with a big picture in front of you with mommy's bursting muscles and veins coming out of his eyeballs. The eyeball muscles. And show that in front of everybody. And slowly, their vision will become blurry. Slowly, they'll calm down. Slowly, they'll have a different lifestyle. Slowly, they'll come to our ways. They'll join our gymnasiums. They'll have Jewish basketball players. We'll have Jewish baseball players. And Jewish football players. And Jewish soccer players. And they'll be out there in the sports world. And they'll be out there in the academies for acting. They'll be out there, all Jewish names. Roger Bornstein, executive, it all comes up on the movie, see it at the end. Robert Bornstein, Samuel Bass, executive producer. We'll get them out there, and the actors, all Jewish guys. We'll get them out there slowly. But we have to first take away their light. Take away the or of us. Ki ner mitzvah. Ner is a mitzvah. The Torah or. Took a prime illusion. What's the pshat? Zot over the melech. Ki ner ner the ragnis varech of a oral in the sivasi. Ner the ragnis varech of a oral in the sivasi. Zot the hilikar of prime illusion. Yed a trot. In every step it's a ner the ragli. Your ways are a ner l'ragli. It shows me the ways. For oral in the sivasi. And it's an or in the sivasi. It gives me light to show what path I should take in life. Not to be perverted. Not to be brainwashed. Not to let all the things that we gathered all the years of our lives, shittas and ways of life and visions and dreams and goals of life, in areas of life that we felt, that we understood, that's the goal. And why do we have that goal? Because we had a nice fourth grade teacher, Mr. Taylor. He was such a nice guy. And he spoke about what is prestige. You young men don't know yet, says Mr. Taylor to the fifth grade, fourth grade, sixth grade class. You're young men. When I was your age, I dreamed also big. I ended up teaching you grads. But I have friends from my high grade school who studied hard, and they became professionals. Lawyers, doctors, accountants. You boys listen well. Study hard. And do something important with your lives. Make a lot of money. I mean, get a profession. And Mr. Taylor's words are still ringing in my ears. And I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom anything wrong with being a doctor or lawyer and accountant, Chas v'Shalom. But that's not a tafkid of a Yidu v'Shalom. That's what you do to make a parnosa, you might have to do. And that's yes or no, if you have to or not. But the goal of every yid, the shita zachayim of every yid, the way of life of every yid, is to be a great talmid chacham. Is to be someone that sits and learns kol yimei chayei as much as I can. And the goal in life should be goals of greatness in Torah. What do you do for a living? I'm a doctor. Don't just call me Richard. Dr. Richard. And Chas V'Shalom, we're not making for a doctor. It's a very important profession. And not lawyers either. He has to have on his license plate, Esquire. But we have to realize it, Boisai. When he asked Yoina Novi, what do you do? Who are you? Who are you, Yoina? He didn't say he's a lawyer or a doctor. And someone once came into the Brisker Rav and he asked him, who are you? What you? The guy started to describe his profession, his name. I didn't ask that. Yoina Novi said, Ivri Anoichi. Ich bin a Ivri. That's who I am. How I make my money, how I support my family, it's Agav Orchem. But who are we? Ivri Anoichi. Who are we? And they tell you. What's our aspirations in life? Godless Bataima. To be the greatest Talmid Chacham that could come. And if it's possible, and if it's Efshir, to sit and learn as many years as possible. Oh, what's going to be in Parnassa? There's a Yibbeinu Hashem in the world. He supports Talmidei Chachamim. He supports the whole world. He doesn't forget about the Talmidei Chachamim either. A person who dedicates his life to Torah, the stifle writes in this week's Parsha, Paz Miketz, has to know he's not going to lose out one iota. They chose a lifestyle. I'm not saying that's everybody's tafkid right now. It's a different discussion. Over the stifle writes in this week's Parsha, you can look at him as a parrot. Not going to lose if you pick a profession of Torah for your whole life. Oh, the stifle is a steal to Mr. Taylor! Amachlokes HaDeis between George M. Taylor and the Hasidic stifle gone. Who had Ruach HaKodesh, who was close to the Ribono Shel Olam, the Bari Olam, I think a little bit closer than Mr. Taylor, who I don't know what he does on his spare time. But the stifle writes, you're not going to lose. Not one iota from sitting and learning Torah for what's destined to you to have in your parnasa, my son. Look it up. But the problem is in life, we've been so ingrained in our mind, this type of lifestyle, that type of thing I wanted to do. Some kids, since they're 4 years old, they want to be firemen. They can't wait to get those overalls. They can't wait to get those ladders. They can't wait to shoot the water. Get the fire extinguishers. Why, since they're 5 years old, their grandmother bought them a fire truck. Ever his whole life, it's fire! We have to learn to look for the emes of Isaiah. To see the true emes, he mentioned last night, Ksas mina oris doichek, habe mina choshech. The Chanukah, it's very apropos that the nace of Chanukah with the neiros was the conclusion and the end of the victory. It didn't end just with the Essam victory. The victory ended when we went to the Essam meeting and we were able to rekindle the menorah, which is the symbol of Or, was a symbol of Torah.
The Neiris in Doraim is a symbol of Torah because it gives light to the world and light to us. To have true Das Torah in our lives. And because we learn a little bit, that doesn't mean we emphasize Das Torah. The Bukhanan writes, that's what Das Torah is, that every Machshava, the Bukhanan writes, it's 100% based on Torah. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva once, the people wrote to him, a certain psak that he had, and he says, he wrote very stark back to these people. Your shadows on me come because you read other material. You're into Olam Hazeh, you see, you know about a lot of this Olam Hazeh. Therefore, you think what I'm discussing now is not proper. Because all your shittas and all your way you look at halacha is based not only on Torah Zokar Moshe, but what's out there in the belt of Zokar Moshe, and we never see him write so stark in the tshuva. My das, and how I look at halacha is 100%, and nothing but that, because I've never seen anything else. Truly, only Torah and Torah and Torah. I don't have anything else in my life chutz from Torah and Moshe. And it was the biggest honor to be called Adam. But when it came to protecting his psak, his psak was a kula. And people from other communities wrote to him, and how could he make it like this? Oh, it's this, it's that, it's a kula. And Moshe wrote back very strongly, because my das comes 100% from Torah. And that's how I'm kovei halacha. I'm not looking because how the world sees this, perceives this as this and as that. I'm looking with the eyeglasses of Torah. And that's where our job, Rabbi Yisrael, in this generation. There's so much choshek out there, Rabbi Yisrael. It's so sad. So many people are in the blinded. They're in the dark, as they say. So many people are looking at Olam Hazeh, and they're living, we spoke last week, how they're living their lives. They're living their lives with a life of total gashmias. And they're blinded. They're totally blinded. You tell them, make more. No, I gotta make more money. And I gotta buy more stuff. And I gotta do this and I gotta do that. And they're gonna come upstairs on my side after 120. And they come for the big fire. And they're gonna come out and they test it. Chazal say they start testing people. Take out the Chumash. What do you know? I don't know too much, but I got a lot of money. I don't know too much, but can I pay someone off over here on this exam? That's how I got through college anyway. Can I pay someone off? There's no paying off. What's the pshat? Praise your brother, give him to go through Chumash. Do you know Chumash? You know Gemara? Gemara, I don't know too much Gemara. I once went to the Daf Yomi Shiva, I dropped out. You know Mishnayis? So what do you want to get up here? I want to get in. I have a lot of money. I have plenty of money. Can I buy my way in? You know, Torah, you have mitzvahs. That's the currency up here. That's the currency up here. I once had a murder, a nice story. It's a more of a mushal dicker story. About a mice, it was a flight that took off at the airport, and the mice, the flight was hovering above, and it started, it made its takeoff, and it was flying overseas. And in first class, there was a few seats open up. So this man who's sitting in the economy section, he comes up to the first class and he looks around and sees no one sitting there. First class, I mean, get this opportunity to sit in first class. This guy, Mamish, doesn't look the part of the first class people. The first class people, fancy suits. They come onto the plane. Red carpet. But he sees an empty seat. He comes with his bags.
He sits down the first class, he lays back, puts the lazy boy chair back, the seat back, he orders room service, he orders some nice things. 20 minutes later, the captain, or one of the workers over there, the steward come by, and they see this guy sitting there. He doesn't look the part at all. And they say, "Sir, what are you doing here?" And he said, "There was an empty seat over here. I just happened to sit down. What's the problem?" "Sir, this is the first class. Over here, you can't just sit down. You can't just sit down in first class. You gotta have a ticket for first class. Where's your ticket?" He shows him his ticket. "I'm sorry, sir. Get to the back of the bus. This is the economy seat ticket. 39D. This is 2A. You can't sit in 2A. You gotta get back to the back of the bus." So the guy says, one second. "What's the problem? What do you need to sit in these seats? What do I have to do to sit over here?" So the steward said, "What do you mean, what do you have to do? You gotta pay. You pay. You know how much a ticket costs over here? I don't know how much you pay for that economy seat. Class T, C, K, K, whatever seat you pay for. Over here you gotta pay. Heavy cash. What does it cost?" "It's not for you. You're a man. Not for you. This is these seats. Give me the price. $10,000 for a seat over here in first class. $10,000, no problem." He goes into his bags. He starts, "How much you need? How much you want?" So the steward says to him, "I see you got money, but there's only one problem. Up here, you can't pay with that currency. Down below, in the airport, by the travel agent, there you can pay with this currency. Up here, you gotta have a ticket." Eder Gezok, that's the marshal. You come to Shemayim with all different types of currencies. You got the cash. You got the diamonds. You got the cars. That currency doesn't work in Shemayim. You gotta come. That works down there. Up here, you gotta come with the tickets. And tickets only come with Torah, un mitzvahs, un ma'asim tovim. And a life lived dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chanuk is the time of Isa. Kineh mitzvah Torah. Chanuk is this man that we have to spend this boining in the or. The emes of or from the mitzvahs. The emes of or that represented by the menorah of Torah. That from here we have to take our light. To push away the choyshech, push away all the mistakes and all the hashkafis and all the garbage that's leaking in our minds, Abayisad. And we don't realize that that's the problem. We live and we think very emistic. And you go around the room and you think they're very emistic. I'm talking to myself, we think very emistic. That life, we have understanding of life. We realize what life is. We know the truth. We know what we're supposed to do. But we don't realize how much of it, Rabbi Yisrael, is based on so much perversion of everything that was put into our minds for so many years of life. And even if we're learning, Rabbi Yisrael, but we were influenced. And even if we spent time in the base measures a lot of our lives, we were influenced. And a lot of our decisions and a lot of our future and the way we're going to handle things are very much based on hashkafas that are not true to Torah. I'm not saying that we don't have any true hashkafas, Baruch Hashem. We try to give over hashkafas here, and I'm sure other issues that you learned. And there's a lot of hashkafas you learned, but you have to be boidik in the Bosa. You don't want to come up one day and the Bereshit is going to reveal himself and say, "Ani Hashem," as Chazal say in the Medrash over there. That just like when Yosef would reveal himself, he said, "Ani Yosef! Ha'oid Avichai! V'lo yochlu l'anaz o'yisar." They said, "What? That's Yosef! It can't be! V'povu nishmozom!" Says the Medrash of Parashat Vayigash, this week's Parashat,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and says, Ani Hashem!
V'lo yochlu lanu yisoyisa, if you understand with their mouths open wide. Ani Hashem means total mitzias of MS. The truth's going to be told. What the purpose of the world was for. What everybody should have been doing with their time. What we should have been Isaac in. How much we could have done and didn't. Because we didn't see the truth. Ani Hashem's of dimension is going to make everybody scared. For all the untruths, ka'ula, ka'osh, and tichla, everything that's false and fake is to be obliterated. We're left standing there, jaws open wide. Huh? That's the koyach of Chanukah. Sas min ha'or, toichik, harbi min ha'chosh. The harbi min ha'or, toich ha'harbi min ha'chosh. It's time to make the rededication to the or, the or hamiti that the Chanukah represents, the or hamiti what Torah represents, to find ourselves, find out who we can be and who we should be, to create real goals for ourselves. In the Derech Yisrael Saba, the goals that the Ibrahim Shem wants from us, the goals that we can accomplish if we're focused on doing the right thing. And B'schuseh Be'ez Hashem, B'schus the Kabbalah, B'schus our understanding of the MS of us. We zoicho to bring a lot of or into our lives. And or amiti, obeys Hashem, be miskala, and it's MS lamitoi. And the Kurdish Baruch Hu Megala reveals himself. The or Hashemesh, the or HaKurdish Baruch Hu Kaviyochu, ki ain Hashemesh, it will be unbelievable gilui of HaKurdish Baruch Hu. And the complete MS, which be as Mashiach Sukeinu, very, very, very.